Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free to go do what you want.
How do you do? Do you trust us? I hope you do. We are a trustworthy group. We are Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. To be trusted is a wonderful thing. And I think you can trust us. Does it sound self-serving if I say we are to be trusted? Did the audience have to figure out we're to be trusted? Or do you think...
Well, unless you're not trustworthy. But you have no proof of that. So
no proof of being trustable or...
Yet.
Trustable. Is that a good
trustable
word?
Wow.
I like that word. Let's say hi to Mike Smith, who lives in Albany, Oregon, listening to the program today on his... he's got a smartphone, and he's smart because he's listening to us. I think it's TuneIn Radio that works there. The Justice Department yesterday sued United Airlines for not giving a pilot sick leave. This is just plain stupid on their part, but it just shows you the arrogance and the ignorance of some of these huge corporations. Here's a giant company that could easily have taken care of this, but for whatever the reason, they dug in their heels, and they're just plain wrong. This guy, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Fondre, was in the military. A couple of years ago, he left his job as a pilot for United and went over to Southwest Asia. When he came back, United said, "No paychecks for you, pal." And that goes completely against the government policy that military personnel are not to be punished for serving their country. Apparently, it's not an implied rule. So the Justice Department said it's suing United on behalf of Lieutenant Colonel Fondre. And you know, you think about this, it's just bad PR. They're just stupid. Just pay the guy. And then you look like you're supposed to look good PR. I mean, how many people that are in the military will say, "Screw you, United, I'm not flying with you," especially
because
American.
Well, how many people would have heard about it if they did it right, though?
What? If they had done it right, how many people would have heard that they were taking care of the guy the way
they
were supposed to?
They did the right thing. We're only hearing about it because it was the wrong thing.
Right. Well, but I'm not sure what you're saying, Jennifer. You're saying...
You just said how many people would have appreciated if they would have done it right. But who would have known? It's only a big deal because they did it wrong.
I still don't know what your point is. I'm not... trying to be. I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying?
Well, I think, I mean, in public relations or in life, if people do things right, there's never any attention to those people who are doing things right.
Yeah.
We only hear about the ones that are doing things wrong. They're the ones that get the attention. So had United Airlines done this right, we wouldn't have even heard about the story. There wouldn't have been an issue, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. But then people in the military wouldn't have avoided flying on United, which is what they'll do now, especially since American touts their connection to the military. Most of their pilots are ex-military and much of their management is. Anyway, go ahead.
And maybe the answer is then what they're doing is to try to create positive stories, you know, instead of just making these screw-ups that we talk about.
Who's trying to create positive stories?
No, you're saying,
am I living in an alternate universe? Is anybody else with me here?
What you're saying doesn't, I'm not following. United Airlines said, we're not going to pay this guy. And now the Justice Department said, we're going to sue you.
Right. Okay. I understand all that. And you were saying, well, what if they had, it would have been a better story to tell. I'm contesting that by saying when people do things right, we don't talk about it. We only talk about it when it's the bad story.
Well, but the side of
it wrong.
Is United would promote the fact they like American does.
That's
we
what
take
they should
care
be
of
doing.
Our military.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm
but
getting at.
They're
is
not
that
smart
if,
enough to do that.
If there was positive reinforcement
your
there.
Either, yeah.
I know.
Shut up now. It wasn't really a long and winding road. It was pretty A to B. She was, pretty succinct.
Okay, so you got it, Victoria?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is this taking a shot? Okay. So Jennifer and Victoria taking a shot at the boss.
Well,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I felt I was speaking a foreign language.
I didn't follow the way, I don't have to have a clear mind
Lord.
Every day.
All right, I'll just be over here. You go ahead.
My deal is, all right. Now, I want you to tell us about the fellow who was arrested, Damon Pashik, in California for starting those wildfires that have destroyed 175 homes.
Wow.
And what town is this in? What's near
Northern
California?
This is in a place
California.
Called Clear Lake in California. It's north of San Francisco by like 180 miles. But this guy that got arrested was 40 years old. He was arrested on 17 counts of arson and is put in jail. And it looks like they suspect that he set numerous fires in Lake County over the past year. So this guy is going to be in big trouble.
So what do you do with people like that? You put them in jail or you put them in an insane asylum? Or do we even have insane asylums anymore?
Yeah, no. There aren't any places to put them, so they go to jail.
And what does that do for them? Nothing. This country is a mess.
Well, that's certainly, yeah. I mean, it keeps them from burning things, but that's a mental disorder. I mean, that's...
All right. Speaking of mental disorders, there are a lot of people who are out and about today focused on the global warming thing. I'm waiting for this to become an issue in the campaign as if it were the most important things going. It is important, to be sure. There is a report out today. The ice caps in South America are dying from rising temperatures. The water supplies in these communities is not unlike what's going on in California, Jennifer. That's kind of why I'm bringing it up, because California gets much of its water from the melting snow and ice in the Rocky Mountains and some of the other mountains that are closer in, right? You go out to Big Bear and places like that. Isn't that where a lot of the water for the LA system comes from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the fact that the temperatures are getting warmer, once again, there is today a report on how the temperatures are going up. We had the warmest July on record. Before that, we had the warmest June on record, the warmest year on record. But the records only go back to 1884. So, yes, are things getting warmer now than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago? Yeah. But is it the end of the world? No. But what we have to, we have all of this technology and all these smart people. So what are they doing to change the way we do business? Why is it that we're having such a hard time getting desalinization plants put in so that we can use the water recycle? It's not like you're going to take water out of the ocean and the ocean's going to dry up. That's not how it works.
Right. You're not going to drain the ocean.
No. Yeah. So why don't we have desalinization plants?
Because there's more money in blaming people for global warming. I mean, that's the two sides of the global warming argument. People understand that it's getting a degree or two higher as we progress in our history. But the question is, do we blame humans or do we just blame weather patterns? Do we blame
cycles?
Why do
we blame anybody? Why don't we fix the problem? Why do we have to look for blame? Just fix it.
That's people love to be right, though.
Well, I was right a few minutes ago, and you didn't want to hear that I was right.
I won't even ask.
I don't even know.
Don't ask, don't tell. 15 past the hour.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first, but most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Looks like high gas prices might be another Enron-style consumer fraud, since oil only costs $9 a barrel to make. With the, quote, help of oil lobbyists and high-ranking politicians on the grab, oil earns enormous profits through monopoly practices, made invisible by recent oil company mergers and administration's soft regulatory oversight. Get this. A report by Public Citizen states for every gallon of gas you buy, you're being charged an extra 70 cents minimum, which oil companies siphon off for market speculation, as Enron did with electricity. Big oil not only gets away with this, they contribute to Congress to prevent passage of any meaningful fuel economy legislation. So Americans are stuck with gasoline-needing cars.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
17 after the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and the this is, as long as we have California here and Jennifer here, there's another item of interest. Lawmakers, they're trying to scrap daylight savings time, like those of you in Arizona that never change your clocks. So, well, how far is this something that really has some momentum behind it, Jen?
Finally, yeah. I mean, for a while, they've been talking about it for maybe a year or two, but it seems like there's actually really now a concerted effort to get it done. I'm so with you. I'm so with the people on this movement, Doug and Victoria and Kara, because think about it. The day after we switch clocks is the day where the most people die every single year. You've got car accidents, yep. You have people dropping dead from heart attacks. I mean, why do this to ourselves? I mean, I understand their need for it at the, you know, when it first happened, it was supposed to benefit farmers. But now with technology, how much of that is really happening anymore? I mean, I don't think it makes a lot of sense. I would love to just stay at one place. I wish everybody would do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay.
What's the benefit, though? I mean, obviously, it's benefiting somebody. That's why it's still in existence.
It was for farmers at first, mm-hmm. and now it just always has been. So now you've got to change it back, and that's hard.
Is it just a thing like we gave up on the metric system and then that was it? We never decided to go back?
Yeah. To a point. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know anything about metric. I never learned anything. Carib definitely didn't learn metric.
Based on tens.
Everything I don't even know 10. What that means.
What? It's 10. It's a decimal. It's either, it's some, the whole metric system is based on derivatives of 10.
Okay, now it's my turn to not have a clue what you're
okay,
saying.
So,
are you hearing Russian again?
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk for a moment about the winners from the Olympics, the athletes you ought to know about today. Sean, is it Sean A or Sean E. Miller? Kara, she's the Bahamian
runner.
We go
to Kara, our Olympic correspondent.
Our
well, Allison Felix was supposed to
Shawnee
win.
I don't know if it's Shawnee or Shauna. Just pick one and go with it.
Uh-huh. She is the most decorated female track athlete in Olympic history. Does very, very well. Let's see here. Lorenzo is the horse that danced to Smooth by Carlos Santana during the equestrian competition.
I was under the impression that they would be, you know, jumping fences and stuff like that, but they're just kind of like
dancing.
Show horses, aren't they? Or
yeah.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of equestrian events. They just aren't really aired on NBC much.
Lorenzo,
there is the jumping, and then there's a lot of other events.
Lorenzo has his own page in the Olympics. He loves 90s music and long walks on the beach.
Yeah, we get along.
I dated him once.
Yeah, very nice. And then there's Sarah Robles. She won the first weightlifting medal since 2000 by an American. See, the Russian's not there. She's quite an accomplished... somebody quipped, you won't need any help when she's around opening the pickle jar. So there you go. Congratulations to Ms. Robles, 21 after the hour.